So if you're the Texans, are you giving Jadeveon Clowney $114 million?
We talked about this, man. What does it average out to per year? Because, you know, he wants to be, according to John Gruden and others, he should be the highest paid non-quarterback in football. And then people were insinuating maybe he should be in quarterback kind of money. If OBJ isn't, yeah. Clowney is.
Well, SpotTrac has him listed. They say his market value, just based on others and similar performances, statistics, and everything else. They say that Jadeveon Clowney's market value is in the neighborhood of 6 years, $99 million. So they're saying he's worth about $100 million. That's his market value.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying, according to reports, that he wants to be the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL, which means more. He would be making more than Von Miller. Von Miller makes $114.3 million a year. Do you think Jadeveon Clowney is worth Von Miller money?
I do not.
I'm with you. I think that he is. I'm sorry. Ndamukong Suh makes 114.3. Miller makes 114.1.
Well, it's over now.
Yeah, but that was the 114.3 and 114.1 were the two. So yeah, Von Miller now at 114.1 is the highest paid. I know 9.5 sacks and all that, but what he's done, is he dominant on the field? Yes. But I don't think he's done enough to warrant that kind of money. I mean, you gave that money to a guy already in J.J. Watt. He's not, to me, the production hasn't been nearly what J.J. Watt has been. Has he even come close to winning Defensive Player of the Year?
No, and that's what I was going to say.
Why are you going to give a guy money based on potential? That's the dumbest thing you could do.
Yeah, look, here's the thing. For the last year or so, he's stepped up to start living up to the potential that you've always had for this guy. But the first couple of years, it was a lot of underachieving, a lot of injuries, a lot of things where you were just like, look, this team was, remember what a big deal it was when they finally made him put a hand in the ground and start using, you know, the five technique and all these different things that you didn't think he was ever going to have to do and he never should do. And then we were hearing that part of the reason they were doing it was to see if they could piss him off and maybe he'd want to go, or all these different things were out there. He's stepping up. He's starting to perform. But based on other contracts this team has and other needs that they have to fill, I don't think you should be overpaying for this guy right now based on a short sample size of quote-unquote greatness.
Well, SpotTrac has him listed as an outside linebacker, and that's part of the – and I heard Lance on the way in, he had a great point about, well, what do you – is he an outside linebacker or is he an edge rusher?
Right.
And his point was, well, I mean, the easy way to figure that out is, what did he take more snaps at? Is his hand in the ground or is he standing up? That's a great point by our own Lance Zierlein. So I pull it up. I pulled up the salary rankings for outside linebackers.
Mm-hmm.
Von Miller at 114, Justin Houston at 101, Chandler Jones at 82. If you wanted to slot him in there between Jones and Houston, give him 100, give him 90, give him 95. But that $114 million is a lot. And to go above that and not get the production out of him, because in coverage he's all right, he's not great,
right?
But as a pass rusher, he's all right. But 9.5 sacks is the most he's ever gotten.
I get it. You got to keep him, and for a lot of reasons,
he's not going to settle.
The thing is, yeah. Well, he said he wanted to play his whole career here in Houston, but that doesn't cover whether he's going to give a hometown discount. Yeah. Right. And other teams are going to throw money at him. So, you know, with as much as you're already paying JJ on that side of the ball. And like I said, and they still got plenty of salaries and things to be dealing with, I don't know that they can go break the bank on this.
Yeah, because you figure, okay, if he's an outside linebacker, Von Miller at 114, Houston at 101, and Jones at 82, right? Mm-hmm. Then you say, all right, well, let's say we classify him as an edge rusher. This might be what the Texans want to do, because the highest paid edge rusher is J.J. Watt at $100 million. Second is Olivier Vernon. At 85. Now you're talking. Can you get Jadeveon Clowney for 90, 95? Absolutely. That would make sense. Well, I'm saying the SpotTrac said that their estimation was 16.5 over 6 years, which puts him at 99. I think that's reasonable.
That's more than fair.
Yeah. But to go above 114?
Nope.
That seems like a lot.